Hello and welcome to The Indoorsman, your podcast guide to the great indoors. I am your host, Matt, who doesn't have a shitty mustache.
And I am your co-host, Cliff, who has a great, great mustache.
Cliff, what happened? What went wrong in your life that put that on your face?
You're supposed to love balls, all right? This is for balls. I'm doing this for you.
No.
Yep.
Movember is a crime.
No.
Mustaches look good on people who plan for a mustache. Not people who grow it for a month.
This is a really good, like, furry caterpillar thing I got going on here.
Good and furry caterpillar are two different definitions of mustache. I am sorry.
Why you got a hate on furry caterpillars?
I live in Brunswick now, Cliff. It's mustaches as far as the eye can see. I have developed standards, apparently.
Hey, this is top shelf right here.
For Adelaide, maybe.
For a non-like hipster douche, this is top shelf.
Mm. Anyway, it's podcast time. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm good.
Good. Why are you tired?
Various projects in the works. Moving things around into my place. Constructing things from IKEA. It took me 2 Jurassic Park movies to construct my new bed.
Wow, you're really bad at bed.
No, it's like, it was one of those horrible things where, like, there's a million screws in them and you gotta tighten them, but, like, it's, you know how sometimes you screw something in and it's like, oh, this is, like, really simple, like, it's snug, but it's like, I can do this. No, it was the opposite. Every screw that I had to put in was just, like, my hands were raw afterwards. It was an effort.
Whereas I threw mine together barely looking at the instructions.
Oh, mine's not just a normal bed, mine's one of those ones that you can, like, gas lift. Pull up.
Oh, hydraulic up bed. Yeah.
So it wasn't just a bed. That one, it wasn't just a shelf. It was just like with you put a mattress on. It was an actual, like, construction effort.
Yeah, I looked at that one because I think it was on sale when I went to buy all my stuff. But I was just like, it has this weird gap at the end of the bed, and I don't need storage that badly.
I, on the other hand, do, and it is good.
Hmm.
It just took forever to put together. Luckily, I had pizza delivered to me and beer. So
nice.
And dressed up, so it was not bad.
I finally have a room that is not covered in boxes because I put them in the cupboard where I don't have to think about them, which is very exciting for me. Yeah. Also, other exciting things are happening over on this side of the fence, but I'm not allowed to talk about them.
Well,
how's that for great podcast content?
I mean, like, way to be a dick about that.
Yeah, I know.
Just massive, like, leading, like, just baiting that, and then just walking away.
I'll talk about it if and when I can. I literally don't know if I can. So, video games. I don't know about you, but not much happened for me this week.
I played more Red Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I had a hell of a time trying to get the stupid achievement to pop.
Oh, that's right. Was this the ridiculous one about bears?
Oh, no, that's fairly straightforward. It just is going to take a fuck ton of effort to actually do it. Now, this one was the one where you got to survive with a $250 or more bounty in every state for 3 days.
And okay.
The fucking thing would not pop.
I'm guessing it won't let you just sleep in bed 3 days in a row?
Well, no. Like, so you can sleep twice in a row. The third time it says you can't sleep that close. But I was doing other stuff. I was doing challenges and various other things to kill the time. And I counted 5 night cycles. Since when I got my last thing, and it just wouldn't pop. I don't know what it was. I then went and I was annoyed with it, and I was like, okay, it's dinner time, so I'll put the cinematic run or, like, ride mode on. Like, you know, that's all good. I'm eating my dinner. It's all good. And then I hear this, he's over there, get him. And then gunshots, and I'm like freaking the fuck out. I had to drop my, like, plate on the table. My girlfriend's laughing her ass off at me. I'm, like, grabbing the controller, like, I killed 2 guys before they killed my horse. And then killed me, which means I can't get my horse back. And it wasn't just a normal horse. It was like a $1,000 horse that you had to buy once you'd finished the game. Ugh. And I'd also done a... you can encounter a stranger that will race you with a horse. And he perma-upgraded my speed on the horse. And now that is gone.
Oh.
And then I had to go and buy another one. And then I'm in the process now of getting it back up to, like, level 4. Like, I was not happy with that at all. Like, I was fucking pissed about that.
I can imagine.
So I slept, you know, went online, Like, literally search up Red Dead Redemption 2. The achievement's called Bountiful. Red Dead Redemption 2, Bountiful, bugged, question mark. And went on to And people were just saying, like, they, some people hadn't got it to pop for, like, a week. In game time and stuff. And then some people saying you can do it by sleeping. So I tried the sleeping thing. Slept all I could. Then went off and did, like, a herbalism thing. I had to gather some herbs. That was a whole other story about I'd made 5, like, super tonics. And then consumed them all, yet only counted 4 of them, not the 5th. So I'm like, gross. Oh, you... At this point, like, that combined with my horse being killed and stuff like that, I was fucking seething at that point. open world games, man, sometimes they just turn on you and, like, they, like, just keep smashing you in the face. They, like, start that scene in Fight Club where he beats the shit out of 30 Seconds to Mars and just keeps smashing you in the face.
Tut-tut. Yeah, I haven't really put much more time into Red Dead. I keep, like, loading it up and playing it for 5 minutes and then going to bed or getting distracted. I promise I'm enjoying it, just slowly. Whereas, had another all-day Spyro sesh here.
So you've basically finished the game now.
Spyro, maybe, not Red Dead. And when I say an all-day session, it was mostly me watching, because, again... The gentleman caller was playing it to the point where we'd been out the night before recovering, and I was like, I've got to go to my Christmas party for work. Do you want to go there together so you can keep going home? He's like, oh, nah, it's cool. I'll just hang out here. It's like, oh, are you sure? Like, it's like, yeah, no, I'll just play Spyro. He's like, oh, okay, so this isn't about me at all. You just want to be here for my PlayStation. But he beat Nasty Nook, and he started on Spyro 2, so... I'm very proud. And slowly keeping up. But also, I cannot be fucked collecting all the gems. I want 100% it so I can get the bonus levels at the end of the game. But fuck those flying levels, man. I hate them so much. And I haven't even gotten to Spyro Year of the Dragon yet, where you get the skateboarding levels, which I'd totally forgotten about.
Oh, dear.
Remember when that kind of shit was cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this new game, Tony Hawk's, everyone loves skateboarding. It's the cool thing to do again. It's radical. Cool. It's the 70s
it's
again.
It's so rad. It's very cowabunga.
Yeah.
Playing a bit of that. And Pokemon Let's Go, which I'm still quite enjoying. The streamlining they've done for the story and spots is kind of cool. And just all the little bits of polish. I'm enjoying it. It's also got me playing Pokemon Go again, which is interesting. Mainly it's exciting because living where I am, there's actually Pokestops that I can see from my bed, as opposed to having to go walking. So I can just sit here and every, I think it's 10 minutes, I can just re-flick the same Pokestop to get more Pokeballs and then drop a lure or whatever, so I never have to get up out of bed.
So way to play the game in the exact opposite way they tried so fucking hard to make you play.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did walk across the road so that I was just in range of a raid so I could play it. But that's about it. I also realized that since they added an update, the I can't remember what they call it, but it's basically like passive tracking of your movement, so you don't have to have the app active and open to track your footsteps.
Good, because that was bullshit.
Yeah. So I can do that with my phone. I'm not sure how you trigger it, but it mostly seems to work. But I can also use my Apple Watch, which has a thing where you can track your movement. The app will detect when you're going too fast and get you to confirm you're a passenger in a car rather than driving. The watch app does not do that. So what I do is I get in my car at the start or end of the workday. I start a walking pedometer tracking and then I drive the 20 kilometers to work. And it's like, oh, wow, you walked so far today. Look at all your eggs hatching. It's like, yeah, I'm a real good Pokemon trainer.
Just saying that if you were back in Adelaide, you could drive across the universe in 20 kilometres.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so I've been playing that.
So that will take me on to a side topic, like a slight digression.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of, like, Switch games, I've become the thing I loathe.
Yay.
Yeah, I Black Friday to Switch.
Yay!
But mostly so that I can give it to my girlfriend and she can play Minecraft on it while I'm playing real games on my Xbox.
Oh, dear. Well, you've got a Switch in your house now and that makes me happy.
Well, not yet. And that's a whole other story about... Apparently, I bought it on Black Friday like first thing. They said, yeah, it's going to be shipped today. This morning it hadn't been shipped yet, even though today was the first day of the predicted, like, it's going to be delivered today, tomorrow, or Friday. And so I sent them a message going like, so WTF, mate? And they're like, oh yes, we'll priority shipping that for you. And I went, sure thing. I look forward to not getting that tomorrow when you said that it's going to be there by 8 p.m. tomorrow, which means I'll probably deliver it at 5:01 at work when we're closed. And that's going to be a whole thing.
Yep.
But yeah, so I'm getting that and picking up some games that I can play, like basically like dumb, easy games that I can play with my girlfriend because she's not good at games.
Oh, so sweet.
Yeah, so I'm getting that and we shall see how the real Pokemon game next year, assuming it is the real Pokemon game next year, comes. So we'll see.
Yeah. One thing I'm really enjoying about Pokemon Let's Go, actually, obviously the models are a step up from Pokemon Go or the 3DS games, but they've made a point, because it's all classic Pokemon, it's nostalgia city. That was a mixture of the word central and city, for those uninformed.
Nice cover, I think they bought it.
Thank you. When they do their sort of intro animation, or even sometimes their attacks, they assume the same pose that they make in like the original sprites. So, I don't know if you remember, Poliwrath did this weird, like, flex thing where it kind of looked like it was trying to punch itself in the eyes.
No, I can't remember that much.
But he does that when he attacks and when he gets sort of launched out and then just has a more natural pose the rest of the time. It's just nice little touches. And all the trainers assume the same classic sprite poses when they come into battle and then animate.
So, there's certain things that, when it comes to animations, that are, like, cool when you see them the first time and super annoying from the second time onwards. Things like animations in DVD menus and Blu-ray menus.
Yes.
Are the fucking worst.
Mm-hmm.
Are they like that? Do they like, oh, that was cool, and then you watch it 50 times over the course of half an hour and you're like, okay, I wish that wasn't there because I just want to get this like millisecond faster so I can just get to the next thing.
I mean, not really. And I'm pretty sure there's options in the menu where you can disable a bunch of battle animations to just really speed things up.
Because it is cool, but just not cool when you... When like, I'm using the same move 40 times in a row in this battle. Just why? Why are you showing it to me?
Yeah, I mean, it's still a single animation per attack, but... Yeah. I mean, you're mostly going to use your partner Pokemon, and they at least have more audio lines than the rest of the Pokemon. So, there's a little bit of variety. But I did just fight one of the Snorlaxes that are blocking the roads. It's like the only Pokemon where you've got to battle it first and then you can catch it, which I enjoy because you get to fight it. It's like, oh, look, it's really strong. It's going to be cool when I own this. And then it goes into the catch menu. And you know how Pokemon Go looks. You sort of have the Pokemon in the middle. But because Snorlax is so big, you're basically just facing its belly and throwing Pokeballs at it, which means it's almost impossible to miss.
So I thought about this the other day, just to kind of derail this. What happens to all, like, why are Pokeballs only one shot only?
Because science.
Because, you know, when you go get up against legendary Pokemon, you can sit there and throw 30, 40 more Pokeballs at it. Are you just leaving that shit on the ground? Like, do you not recycle them? Can you not get a trade in for them? Can you just recharge them and then reuse them again?
Nope, no, they're all around on the ground, and sometimes they run into other objects, and then they capture those, which is why you find Pokeballs with items in them.
Oh, sweet. I've always wanted, like, a rock.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just like a dog shit inside a Pokeball.
Yeah, like just like an old, like, sun-bleached, white, crumbly dog shit. Mm-hmm.
Love it.
It's just like when you start breaking that game down, there's so many, like, ethical and horrible questions get raised on that. Just like, why is there like a million Pokeballs like in trash in like this forest? And why are we capturing these Pokemon? Why can they only speak one thing? Where are the rest of the animals? It's kind of fun when like
animals. Pokemon are the only animals. They eat them. Just no one talks about it.
Why is there only 151 of them? And there's like millions of species we have at the moment. It's fucked up.
There's only 151 in Kanto, maybe.
Aliens,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying it.
It's fun when webcomics like point that shit out. It's funny.
I was going to pick up Darksiders 3 this week, but it's reviewing really badly.
Apparently it's trash.
Yeah, it's an artifact of a bygone age and not even a good artifact. It's like if you found an artifact and that artifact was dick butt.
Like, you open a Pokeball and in it is like a white sun-bleached dog shit.
Just to circle it back around, yeah. yeah, which I'm a little disappointed about because I really liked the Darksiders games. Darksiders 1 especially because it was like Edgelord Zelda. The Darksiders 2 was cool because it had the loot stuff, because I love any game where your RPG mechanics mean you can change how your character looks. Never finished it, though. I got distracted by something else, I think. But yeah, Darksiders 3 doesn't have the loot system, and apparently it's bad and the character's boring. So, rip.
Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O.
Yeah. I'll buy it eventually when it goes on sale, which will probably happen sooner rather than later. But yeah, that's a bit of a letdown. So I will be waiting for Just Cause 4 instead until that gets reviews dropping. And if I find out that that's also trash, then I'll be going a while before my next game, I guess.
Well, then I picked up FIFA 19 on like a crazy, like over 50% off sale. And I do love the FIFA games. I genuinely love them. And the last one I had was FIFA 14, which I got with my day one Xbox, I'm pretty sure. But for $35 a FIFA game, like that's only been out for 2 months or whatever, that's a great price. Okay.
Yeah, so I suppose.
I picked it up because I won't pick up another one for another like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So I picked it up. Great fun playing the career mode. It's like a pro. That's pretty much the only mode I play now. It's real fun. Congrats. So I've been playing that. I started out. You can pick your club at the start, and usually I pick Arsenal because that's my EPL club that I go for, only because the great Dennis Bergkamp played there. For arbitrary reasons, I chose that. So I picked, I'm like, this time, no, I'm not going to do that. This time, I'm going to start my career as a 21-year-old. You start as, I think, like an 18-year-old, but then the way it kind of works, you put your birthday in. I ended up as a 21-year-old.
Okay.
Somehow. Signing for Adelaide United. Because, you know, why not? I'll give Adelaide a crack.
Sure.
We're now undefeated. Surprise, surprise. Because I'm in the team and I've been picked in every game. And I'm leading the goal scoring in the, whatever the Australian competition is. Who cares? I'm hoping that after I win the competition and get the golden boot for the competition, that I then get bought out by a good club in Europe. So, nice. He's hoping.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. But it's really, really fun. There's so much stuff you can do. Every week you can do training. So you can like train yourself and update your stats. You can either play the training yourself, which is super boring after you've done the first lot of training, or you can just sim it. So I just sim it every week. I just like choose the things I want and sim it. It's really, really fun. I have no idea how there's that like fantasy card based team thing. I don't know how it works. You get cards in the game.
Okay.
It's their version of microtransactions. I think you can buy.
Oh, okay.
Somehow you can do
Tomb Raider did that.
Yeah, and you get the cards, and then you can set your team up, your ultimate team, I think it's called. And you can get like different things, and you got to like set them up, but like different players or different editions of the card, because some cards have different like qualities.
Okay.
But anyway, they form good bonds between the people around them. So you want to get all good bonds, and so like even though you might have a superstar lineup, they might not have good bonds, so they won't perform as well as a team that doesn't have as good players but have better bonds.
Okay.
I don't understand how it works at all. It doesn't really tell you how it works. It's one of those games where it's FIFA 18, but a little bit more, which is FIFA 17, which is a little bit more, which is FIFA 16, which is a little bit. So yeah, it's
they just expect you to be buying it every year, so you know how it works.
Pretty much, which is great if you love that game and you get it every year. Fucking terrible if you're just entering it now for the first time.
Yeah
but it's good. At some point I hope to play the Ashes cricket game, but I may not, because the website I bought it from apparently don't offer tracking. They offer insurance though, but you can't claim insurance until like 2 weeks after the allotted window for delivery, which at this point effectively means once everything's done I might be able to play it next year. And I bought it in mid-November. So, not too fucking happy about that.
Yeah, that's a great deal that you got there.
I mean, it was super cheap, and that game, admittedly, while it never really went on sale before, it's actually down to about $30 now, which is all right. But I bought it for $17, so I just want my fucking game. What's my point? Give me my fucking game.
Yeah. I've sort of been setting aside a list of games that I want to play, but not urgently, just so I have something to give my family for Christmas and birthday lists. So, fingers crossed I'll be playing Detective Pikachu at Christmas. Or Darksiders 3. Maybe I'll put that on the list. Just let someone else pay for it.
Well, it'll be free to play by then.
Ooh, yeah. THQ already went out of business. What'll happen next? All right, cool. Well, that's good. Let's move on to things that are going on. Because we've got 20 minutes till Matt's laundry is done at the laundromat. And then I can go pick it up because I don't have a washing machine.
Terrible. Yeah. I'll kick it off because it's relevant to my interests. Red Dead Online. Fuck yeah, it's available now. If you have the Ultimate Edition, it's available to me tomorrow. Nice. So I played it on launch day. And then the day available Friday if you played it on the launch weekend. Available Saturday if you just played it at all.
Okay.
So I get it tomorrow.
That means I should be able to get it tomorrow as well.
Yeah. So, fuck yeah. 32 players in a server on the map, running around, forming posses. Good guys can fight bad guys. Bad guys can fight good guys. There's like a battle royale-ish mode where you've got bows and arrows and throwing knives, or throwing knives, nice, depending on the thing. Super cool. You can kind of stalk stalk the other people a bit better instead of just going balls to the walls like gunfights.
Yeah.
I look forward to it because I think it could be fun. Just like roaming around. There's missions and stuff in it. There's actually like a bit of stuff to it. It's not just like a COD where you just enter the game and kill shit. You can actually do kind of like missions. There's not a lot to it yet, at least. But I mean, look at GTA Online. That's massive now compared to what it was when it first came out. So I look forward to it.
I'll probably treat this how I did treat GTA, which is to play it once and then never touch it again.
Yep. I've already got a posse lined up. There's like six of us already. So fuck yeah.
I don't know anyone who plays online. So
I mean, that's because it's weird. You have no online friends.
Yeah, I keep all my friends in real life.
You have online friends, but you don't have online friends.
Okay.
I mean, at the moment, we're online friends.
Okay.
But we never play games together online. With this.
Oh, okay. Moving on, news.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
I don't know what's going on.
I mean, you just never played online games at all.
Never, ever.
No.
I have better things to do, like not talk to people.
But I only talk to the people, like my actual friends, when I play online. I don't play with randos. That's stupid as shit.
I don't even want to talk with my friends. That's gross. Video game news, movie news, TV news. Already covered that Darksiders 3 is a turd, so we can move along from that. We are required by law to discuss any No Man's Sky news. So No Man's Sky is getting a new patch. It's Vision Patch or Visions Patch.
Apparently you can go to a planet where you can leave a thing, which was a thing that happened like 2 months ago as well.
I don't know. They said they're going to make the alien stuff more alien, which I'm into. And there's a bunch of visual tweaks and stuff like they usually do. It looks like it's slowly becoming the game they wanted it to be, which is always nice to see. Maybe I'll play it again. I never really dive back in.
I will leave it for like 3 years and then I'll just pick it up and see what was different. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. What else?
Speaking of turds.
Turds?
76 might be less of a turd.
Might it?
Yeah, there's a patch coming for it. They've announced that there's going to be a patch and they're going to be a bit more forthcoming with information about what they're working on to make the game less of a turd.
Is it NPCs?
No, it's not. But it's a bunch of like balanced stuff. Apparently you can defeat bosses and get nothing. So they're like, we should change that so you get stuff. You defeat a boss, guaranteed.
Yeah, if you're putting in effort to beat a boss, you should get something for it.
Yeah, so apparently they're gonna be balancing it. They're gonna be doing a whole bunch of stuff to try and even it out and make it a more complete game. It sounds like the more I read about it, it sounds like it's wasn't ready.
Yeah,
it wasn't complete yet. So
it really feels like half a game.
Yeah, so apparently it looks like they're No Man's Skying it and adding the rest of the game afterwards.
Okay, well, give them a couple of years, see how it works out. Trailer news. There was a new trailer for Young Justice Season 3, which I'm very excited about. It's airing in January, I think. And it will be releasing 3 episodes every week until the end of January. Then there'll be the mid-season hiatus till about June, which is probably going to do what a lot of these cartoons do, which is do sort of 2 arcs. So this will be the Outsiders arc, and then the other half will be called something else, probably. But yeah, 3 episodes a week, that's like a level of cartoon release that I'm not used to.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm pretty keen on that. They're also going to be releasing the first two seasons with like commentary tracks attached to them for those who want to watch back through that.
Cool. That is actually quite... Cool. I've been watching a bunch of Red Dwarf commentary, or like not commentary as such, but interviews with the cast and crew about the whole season. And that stuff is, if you're really into what you're watching it about, like it's really, really good, really interesting to hear about it. There's stuff in there that I learned that I had no idea about.
And I fucking love it. Yeah, and it's apparently going to be cast, crew, and fans, so...
That's cool.
It's all going to be on the DC TV thing, whatever it's called, DC Universe, which I haven't looked into at all. There was also a trailer for the new Lion King.
Okay, can we talk about this for a second?
That was the intention, yes.
How can they even say that's a real, a live action like movie? That fucking shit is not a live action like movie.
The background's a live action.
Even then, that's a whole bunch of compositing, I bet ya.
No, it's definitely like super realistic.
It looks real good. But like, let's not be under the illusion that's a live-action movie. Beauty and the Beast was live-action. This is a very, very well-done, high-quality CGI movie.
Also, very manipulative to have Mufasa's succession speech playing over the top of footage of Buffalo or whatever stampeding. It's like, you will take over when I'm gone. Grum, 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 grum. Rude.
I mean, like, it looked shot for shot from Lion King.
Yeah, so, like,
while it's impressive and, like, I'm sure the voice cast has been great, like, this is just, it's going to, we've already seen this movie. Like, we have.
I'll be interested to see it, but not, like, eager.
I don't think I'll see it in the cinema.
Yeah, probably not. Because
it looks like I've literally seen that movie, but with Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, yeah, DTT.
Yeah, as Simba. And then Beulah is Simba too.
Yeah. But John Oliver's playing Zazu.
Yeah. Which that's good. So I'm down for that for sure. Because John Oliver's great.
That bit I'll play.
Yeah. But yeah, it looks like the exact same movie, but just with better animation. More realistic animation, I'll say. But yeah, it's not a live action movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm interested to see how it turns out.
I mean, it's Favreau, so he's got those Iron Man props. It's Favreau, so he's got those Iron Man props.
Yeah, true. There's also a trailer released for the home release of Venom, where they're very much angling it as a romantic comedy, which is interesting. I still haven't seen Venom. I really need to sit down and watch it.
Either. I'll wait to the Blu-ray release.
Yeah. So yeah, they like apparently there's a kiss between Venom and Eddie in the movie, and they play into that.
Like the more I hear about it, the less like an actual Venom movie this is, and more just like a like you're fucking with me, right? Like this isn't a real movie, surely.
Yeah, it's Once Upon a Venom apparently. So I'll be interested to finally see that film and see what all the fuss was about in both directions. Also, literally just saw announced like an hour before we started recording tonight, Netflix is making a live-action Cowboy Bebop, which, that's a thing.
I'm kind of torn about this. We'll see.
I can't wait to see who Scarlett Johansson's playing.
I'm interested, but it's a thing that, I guess, did we really ask for it? There's a lot of that going around in Hollywood at the moment. Like, that sounds great, but do we really want it?
I've never seen Cowboy Bebop. Yeah.
What?
I know. I'm not a good weeaboo.
It's a really high-quality show that... It seems like Firefly took a lot from it. Because Space Western.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really, really good.
I think I even have it somewhere, but I've never watched it.
It's good, especially the episode where they take mushrooms.
Okay, that's
like
a thing.
Because one of the things of the show is they're constantly, like, you know, they're going after they're bounty hunters. They're going after various bounties around the solar system. And it seems like their bounty, like, slips through their fingers every single time. Well, they get them, but there's some sort of technicality where they don't quite get the big payoff. So they're perpetually starving and need food. And they land at one point. I can't remember the way they are when they land. But someone goes and sources some mushrooms for them. And it turns out they're magic mushrooms. And there's like a great shot of like a dude who thinks he's like swimming in like an ocean, like having a great time. And you just see the shot of them like walking past the compartment he's in the ship. And he's like sitting in like the shower, like just like in the air, like making swimming motions. Like, just like it's a great shot. It's amazing. Nice. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe they'll recreate that perfectly.
I mean, I hope they do, because that'd be very, very funny. But yeah, I mean, we'll see. I'll reserve judgment until we see a bit more about it.
Yeah. And pretty much the only other thing I have, circling back to turds, the PlayStation Classic came out, and apparently it's real bad.
I mean, apparently it's just like, yep, that's a bunch of PlayStation games, all right.
Yeah, the problem is half of the games are in PAL format, which means that the frame rates look really terrible on modern TVs. And also all of the good games aren't on it, is the other problem.
No, I think like half of the good games aren't on it. It has a good chunk of games, and then it's just the games you never heard of, ever.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, it's a thing that exists, and they'll probably release an updated version with better games down the track.
I would love to play Final Fantasy VII again, but I've played it so many times, I'm just going to wait until I'm like 83 and the remake comes out.
Yeah. And or play it on any of the 300 other systems.
I mean, I own it about 5 times over, minimum. But I figure if, like, you know, I play it when it comes out, I can play it, die of old age straight away after, I'm all good.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah.
Well, that's about all the news I've got. It's a really slow week.
Yeah. I mean, did we talk about the Aquaman trailer last week?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. I mean, it looks pretty good. I saw a thing for it again today. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yep. Bunch of posters. Looks cool.
I did realize that Into the Spider-Verse comes out on my birthday, which I'm very happy about, and also has been confirmed for both a sequel and a spin-off movie that will star entirely female Spider-Man characters. Which, yeah, that could be pretty good. You've got, what, Silk, Spider-Gwen, Annie Mae Parker, Penny Parker, the one with the robot, and there's probably some others they'll dig up or make up.
I mean, let's face it, of all the superhero characters, Spider-Man is the most... do you want to use the word, like, incestuous in terms of, like, they're just... There's Spider-Man, like, fucking everywhere in that story.
Like, he's the most multiversal, might be a nicer way to put it.
Well, like, every character in that... In Spider-Man, every character that has a name is, like, a spider someone.
Yeah.
At some point. Like, it's just... It's crazy. It's all into itself. And unlike the thing any I love other character...
The thing I love about these Spider-Verse ones is that they get to either make up new ones just on the fly for a one-page gag or, you know, pull in these, like, weird classic ones, like the Japanese Spider-Man that rides in the mecha, who was apparently in the current Spider-Man crossover event in comics, which I have not read yet because I'm, like, 2 months behind on comics. Though I did see that one of the ones that they did as sort of a throwaway gag was Spider's Man... Who is a Spider-Man suit like full of...
Ants?
He's a spider suit full of thousands of spiders who are convinced they are Peter Parker.
I mean, I'll pay that because that's amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, it's ridiculous. But at least it's ridiculous in a fun way.
Yeah. And they're also assisted by Octavia Otto, who is a female heroic Dr. Octopus, whose villainous opposite was... Parker Peters. Yeah.
I mean, Spider-Man is the worst for it. It's the worst. It's just... I mean, there better be a spider pool somewhere.
I'm pretty sure there is.
I mean, but, like, there better be in, like, one of these movies.
But will it be a Spider-Man who is Deadpool, or will it be from a reality where Spider-Man and Deadpool finally got together and had a kid? Because I know that's what Deadpool wants.
I'm not sure he quite understands. I mean, if he wants biological kid, or whether he's gonna Deadpool style just like steal a child,
brainwash it. Yeah,
yeah,
that seems about his speed.
Yeah, I mean, isn't raising a child brainwashing anyway, to some degree?
Technically, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I mean, I'm still not down with the jerky animation completely of it.
I'm into it.
Like, I both like it and hate it. I like it as, like, a cool, like, if it was a short clip of something, and I'll be like, oh, that's kind of cool. But I think for a movie, I feel like it's going to grate on me.
I mean, you're either going to adapt to it or it's going to grate on you really, really hard. Yeah.
Yeah. I think personally, I feel like that style was better. It was like a short little like 5 or 10 minute clip, like a little miniature short film like or something.
Music video type thing.
Yeah. Something that's just kind of like a one-off, like, hey, this is pretty, it's a jaunty trek through the Spider universe. But yeah, no, for a whole movie, I just have this thought like, I'm just going to get a headache through it.
Well, I have my birthday off, so I'm going to go watch it probably.
Hmm.
I'm going to trick Jay into going with me. No, he went and saw Ant-Man and the Wasp with me willingly. He'll probably be into it.
My friend sent me a message the other day going, I saw Ant-Man and the Wasp. It was really good. No shit, I told you that when it came out.
A million years ago.
Admittedly, he does have 2 very young children, so it's a bit tough for him to see. Whose fault is that? I mean, that is his own fault.
Exactly.
Like wanting a family.
No one to blame but himself. Hmm. All right, well, thank you, everyone.
Before you do that, apparently Aquaman's getting pretty decent reviews.
Yeah, I did see that, actually.
It's got problems, but it's a pretty fun action movie.
I mean, it's a DC movie, of course it's got problems. Its problem is that it's part of the DC universe.
I mean, let's face it, like, every movie has problems. But apparently, Aquaman's problems is less than most.
Nice. Yeah. Well, we'll find apparently out on fun. The 21st of... Oh, no, it's coming out Boxing Day here.
Is it really?
I think so. I saw it was like the 21st. I'm like, oh, that's weird. A movie coming out right before Christmas. But apparently it's America 21st, us 26th.
I like Marvel better where they give it to us first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to The Indoorsman, your podcast guide to the great indoors. I am happy that you're here. I don't know how Cliff feels about it.
I mean,
probably hates you.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about this weird pausing you got going on.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm very naturally speaking.
Mm-hmm. If you like our opening and closing music in a sentence that flows and is not stopped constantly by full stops, you can look up Fuck Sidechain Compression on Game Boy by Rocky W, and you can go to Bandcamp specifically to find it, but other places around the internet too.
Correct. You can find us at indoorsmanpodcast.com or The Indoorsman on Facebook at indoorsmanpod on Twitter and Instagram, where you can find our weekly cover art that I haven't updated for several episodes, so don't do that.
For a second, I thought when you were starting that sentence, you were going to do the pausing again.
No pauses.
If you want to get to us on Twitter, you can tweet at cliffandmonkey for myself or at ponkformat. Or if you prefer to email, you can do that via contact at indoorsmanpodcast.com.
Correct. We'd also love it if you could subscribe, review and rate the show on iTunes or your pod medium of choice.
Just stop.
We're so close, Cliff.
But for now, he's been Matt.
And he has been Cliff. And by endorsement tradition, we'll send you off by saying, I want to do an upside down kiss with spiders, man. It's all those little legs tickling your face. Like kissing a living mustache. A living mustache.